guys, it's Zach. This is day one of our road trip to Missoula.
Why do you sound so depressed right now?
You gotta sound rugged when you're on the road, man.
Are you putting on airs?
We've been in the car so many hours.
Pretending to be put upon?
Or is this how you really feel?
They kidnapped me.
So where are we, Zach?
Oh, we are in colorful Colorado. I said sunny Colorado. It's sunny, I mean, it's cloudy, but...
Or cloudy Colorado.
Yeah, cloudy Colorado.
What do you think of the trip so far?
Oh, it's a lot of fun. We're hanging out. I'm giving textly updates to my mother.
So what's been the number one thing that everybody has sent to us so far?
We're making great time.
And is that accurate?
100%.
You weren't paying attention. It's not great.
No, we're not making good time, but everybody says we're making great time. We are having great time.
Yeah,
it's the thing people say.
It's a whole lot of fun.
When you're driving somewhere.
We're getting philosophical.
Waxing philosophical.
Oh, yeah.
We did a Mad Libs, which we'll probably share at a different time.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So that was cool.
We stopped at a new Colorado staple.
Oh, yeah. Yes. It was pretty neato.
Was that your first time in a dispensary?
Yes. Yes, it was.
They're pretty neat.
Yeah. I thought it was neat as well.
Neat.
It was neat.
What else? We saw a couple antelope.
Oh, yeah.
We saw a really cool double rainbow.
We did see a really cool double rainbow.
Full on double rainbow.
It was the brightest and closest rainbow.
Yeah.
All the way across the sky.
Oh, we see a really cool Carmen Ghia right now driving in front of us.
Yeah, that is neato. Neato. Dito Bandito.
All right.
Yeah, man, this is hot garbage.
Yeah. So day one, almost in the can. We'll check back in later.
See ya. Funky Town road trip. Zach Libs. Hey, Amanda. We're going to go in radio counterclockwise. Amanda, can I have a female name?
Amanda.
Amanda, that's your name.
You never want to use your own name on these things.
Not recommended.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Zach.
What's up?
No, nothing.
Can I have a male celebrity name?
Will Smith.
Will Smith. Smith. Hey, Rebecca, can I have a noun?
Popsicle.
Popsicle. Popsicle. Popsicle. Since I'm playing too, I'm gonna go with, I need a noun. My noun shall be a blade of grass.
This seems like an opportunity to cheat.
Yeah,
in a game with no consequences.
Consequences for your actions.
I'm not reading the story, so it's not cheating. Hey, Amanda.
I forgot to bring back up contacts.
No. You can use Rebecca's glasses.
You didn't bring a razor?
Oh, no, wait, maybe I brought that.
You want to use Rebecca's glasses?
Like cast away.
No, I should be fine. I just meant to grab another set of contacts.
I need to go to the eye doctor.
Hey, Amanda, can I get a male name?
Scott.
Oh, so I hear Scott Copeland's getting out of jail in like 5 weeks.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Joe, can I have a noun?
A dog.
Dog. Hey, Rebecca, can I have an adjective?
Polka dotted.
Polka dotted.
I'm picking things that start with P. It's very peculiar.
It's funny, I pronounce polka dot as polka dot.
Yeah, anyways. Most people do.
I've been asked for a number, and the number I shall give is 117.
It's a special number.
Hey, Amanda, can I have a noun?
Cow.
Cow.
There's lots of cows.
C-O-W. Oh, yeah, some cows hanging out. Hey, cows. Hey, Joe, can I have a verb ending with I-N-G?
Mooing.
Mooing. I've been trying to think of a stoner joke of the week, but I just can't think of it and do this Mad Lib at the same time.
I heard a really funny one on the Harmontown, like an old Harmontown episode, but I'll tell it off air because I don't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Zach.
What's up?
What do you call a snarky scam artist that's going down the stairs?
What do you call a snarky scam artist going down the stairs?
Condescending.
Uh-oh. I think it's my turn. I'm waiting on my adjective.
Yeah. Can I have a female celebrity? Not including yourself.
Female celebrity, not including myself.
Yeah, I guess you can include yourself.
Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton.
Oh, you broke your pee rule.
I'm writing in pen, so you can't take it back. Oh, is it bad that I almost wrote Hitler? I'm just kidding.
Oh, I saw this thing with this girl, like, on Tumblr or something. She's like, Hitler's killer is my hero.
Wow. I'm asked for a verb ending with I-N-G. And I'm going to say, self-cleaning. Because that's what a, like, soap is.
That's an adjective, though.
Cleaning's a verb.
So I'll just put cleaning.
Yeah, because self-cleaning, well, I guess it could be a verb, sorry.
Nah, you're right.
No, because you wouldn't say
self-cleaning oven is, like, adjective.
Yeah.
Like, I am self-cleaning.
She's self-cleaning. The soap is self-cleaning. I mean, can I have an adjective?
Adjectives?
Yep. Okay. Adjectives describe a verb. Or a noun, I mean.
Then green.
Green. Joe, can I have a verb ending with I-N-G?
Can it end in I-N apostrophe?
Yeah, sure.
Truckin'.
That's a question that's never been asked before on Zach Libs. That's like the new, can I have a verb ending with ing or in apostrophe? Rebecca, can I have an adjective?
Well, condescending.
Condescending. I'm gonna skip over me, and because there's two left. Amanda, can I have a type of shoe, plural?
Flip-flops.
And, Joe, can I have a plural noun?
Fish heads.
Fish hands. Is that what you said?
I said heads, but hands
were. Oh.
Is the van there? If hands not there, what's happened? We just passed an adult video store that we frequently pass on our way to West Texas, And there's always, like, a really rapey van outside, and it's not there, and I'm kind of worried.
It's out.
I don't think it was there last time, either. I don't remember.
Out raping, I-N apostrophe.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
I hope not. All right, Puck Town Road Trip. Zach Libs. This is a Zach Lib entitled Vacation Dialogue. It goes girl, boy, every other one, so I'll just... Girl. Hello.
Wait, wait, wait. Why don't you have Rebecca read the girl and you read
the
boy?
Good idea.
Okay.
It's like a little play. Hello, my name is Amanda.
Hi, my name is Will Smith. I came here with my mother and father and my little popsicle.
I am here with my best girl, A Blade of Grass. We are staying at the Scott Hilton Hotel.
I hear they have a great dog there. How is the food?
Oh, polka dotted, but the room only cost $117 a day.
Yeah, that's actually really good.
I rented a cow for this afternoon, wink wink. Maybe you and I could go mooing.
I'd love to, but I promised Hillary Clinton I'd go cleaning with her.
Well, tonight, there is a green dance at the hotel trucking room.
I'd love to go to that. Is it formal?
Yes, be sure and wear a condescending dress and your flip-flops. I'm gonna wear my fish hands. Fuck that podcast, Zach Lives. How do I turn this off?
It's still going.
Bye, everybody. We're gonna do a trivia game entitled Rock Hard Facts.
Funky Town Road Trip.
Oh, yeah, Funky Town Road Trip. Playing a classic rock game. Hold on, I'm having trouble. I'm gonna pause this. Alright, and we're back to the Funky Town Road Trip. Day two. This is we're gonna do a trivia quiz for fun. You know, the thing that people do when they don't want to be bored. They have fun. That's what they do. Anyways, this is a quiz called Rock Hard Facts. Joe is our first contestant. Say hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Where are you from?
But from Fort Worth, Texas.
Right on. Hey, Joe. Who financed Van Halen's first demo?
Oh, Jesus.
Pete Townsend. Pete Townsend. Jimmy Page. Gene Simmons. Or Joe Perry?
I'm going to say Joe Perry.
All right.
That Aerosmith thing. So
we won't know the answers until later.
Yeah. What was the name of Def Leppard's first album?
What are my choices?
On Through the Night, Pyromania, High and Dry, or Rock Brigade?
High and Dry, maybe?
Yeah, this is tough.
The other one was easy.
Yeah, I just did a really easy one. Who did Jimi Hendrix once say was his favorite guitarist? Carlos Santana, Eric Clapton, Billy Gibbons, or Jeff Beck?
Oh, man. Probably Jeff Beck. I don't think him and Billy Gibbons would have overlapped. But yeah, Jeff Beck, that's my choice.
Not Eric Clapton?
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, they would have overlapped, but I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see.
Jeff Beck's amazing, so...
This is a kind of a sad one. What killed Mama Cass?
I know
ham
this
sandwich.
One.
Yep. Choked on a ham sandwich.
Poor Mama.
Yeah, man. Which of these albums was the first heavy metal album to reach number one on the Billboard pop charts in the U.S.? A, or I guess there's no A, Def Leppard's Pyromania, Quiet Riot's Mental Health, AC/DC's Back in Black, or Kiss, Kiss?
I'm going to go with Back in Black.
I agree.
I don't know if you call that heavy metal, but...
There's quotation marks around it, so... number 6. What kind of machine was the inspiration for the band named AC/DC?
What kind of machine?
Yes.
A welder?
Oh, dang it. A, a record player. B, a refrigerator. C, a sewing machine. Or D, a guitar amp.
Guitar amp. Gotta be a guitar amp.
I thought it was a refrigerator, but you never know. I don't know why. It sticks out to me.
What band was Eric Clapton not a member of? The Animals? Blind Faith? Blues Breakers or the Yardbirds?
He's definitely in the Yardbirds and the Blues Breakers. What was the first? Oh, the Animals.
Yeah, he was in the Animals.
I'm gonna guess the Animals.
All right, number 8. Denver, Colorado is pretty cool.
Well, we're in Fort Collins now.
Oh. Well, Denver was pretty cool. Yeah, this place is pretty neat too. Number 8. For whom was the Eagles a backup band? This person...
Belinda Carlisle. Or wait,
That's not on here.
Hang on, what's her name, man?
I don't remember. What are the choices?
This person later encouraged them to start their own band. Carole King? Joni Mitchell? Linda Ronstadt?
Linda Ronstadt.
Or Jackson Brownie?
Oh, Jackson.
I know, it's
Jackson,
Brown.
They lived below Jackson Brown.
Oh, that's cool.
And Jackson Brown kind of inadvertently taught them how to write songs.
Oh. Number 9. Who won the very first Grammy Award for Best Hard Rock / Metal Performance in 1988? Motley Crue, Metallica, Led Zeppelin, or Jethro Tull?
Motley Crue, I guess.
I say Metallica, but no, that's a bias.
I don't think Metallica got a Grammy. They definitely didn't have one back then.
Number,
I don't know, maybe not.
Number 10. This is the last one. Who is credited for the first guitar smashing during a live performance?
Pete Townsend?
Jimi Hendrix, Keith Richards, Jeff Beck, or Pete Townsend?
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, definitely.
Submit my answers. Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, they're going to do well?
Let me tell you. The first question was, who financed Van Halen's first demo? You said Joe Perry. The answer was Gene Simmons.
Okay.
He discovered them in an L.A. nightclub. Your second question was, what was the name of Def Leppard's first album? Your answer, High and Dry. The answer was On Through the Night. Mm. On Through the Night was, well...
I super hate Def Leppard, though.
Yeah. The third question was, who did Jimi Hendrix once say was his favorite guitar? Your answer, Jeff Beck. The correct answer was Billy Gibbons.
What?
Yeah, Hendrix said this on Johnny Carson's television program.
I guess I don't know enough about ZZ Top.
You said, the question was, on number four was, what killed Mama Cass? You said choked on a ham sandwich. The correct answer was heart attack in her sleep.
That's
a legend, but the coroner said she died in her sleep.
Oh.
However, there was a half-eaten ham sandwich on the table, which fueled the legend.
Yeah, I'm keeping my points for that one. Thank you very much.
Yeah, was there gruesome.
Which of these albums was the first heavy metal album to reach number one in the Billboard pop charts? You said AC/DC Back in Black. The correct answer was Quiet Riot's Metal Health. With the hit single, Come On, Feel the Noise.
Which was super metal.
Number six, what kind of machine was the inspiration for the band name AC/DC? Your answer was guitar amp. The correct answer was sewing machine.
What?
The answer was refrigerator.
The Young Brothers saw the acronym, which stands for alternate current / direct current, on the back of their sister's sewing machine.
Did the sister make them their, little skirts and stuff?
Their school out in uniforms.
With said sewing machine.
They didn't wear skirts.
No, they wore, uniforms.
Okay.
I thought the lead singer...
They wore boy uniforms.
Yeah,
they sometimes...
I
think Bon Scott would wear a kilt sometimes.
Yeah,
that's what I meant.
But don't call a kilt a skirt.
Okay.
People get real offended by
that. The number seven, the band which Eric Clapton was not a member of, your answer was The Animals. The correct answer was The Animals.
Oh, yay.
Of course, he was also a member of Cream and Derek and the Dominoes. For whom was the Eagles a backup band and later encouraged them to start their own band? Your answer, Linda Ronstadt, and the correct answer is Linda Ronstadt. Ronstadt helped form a band, blah, blah, blah.
She got a writing credit on, they have writing credit on a few of her songs.
Oh, that's neat.
Flynn Fry and Don Henley.
Who won the very first Grammy Award for Best Hard Rock Metal Performance in 1988? You said Motley Crue. The correct answer was Jethro Tull.
Weird.
It was a huge upset over Metallica's Injustice for All.
What did Jethro Tull win for?
Thick
as a brick?
It doesn't say.
Oh, that would have been an older record. I don't know.
The final question, number 10. Who is credited for the first guitar smashing during live performance? He said Pete Townsend. Correct answer is Pete Townsend. He gets credited in 1964 at the Railway Tavern in Harlow, England. You scored 3 out of 10.
Bummer. Those were hard.
Yeah, they were. The average was 5 out of 10, but lean average. Should we do another one? I'll try to find an easier one.
Sure.
Yeah, I didn't read the rating. That does say difficult. I'm scrolling.
What size guitar pick?
Do the classic albums one.
What about good rock oldies? Good old rock oldies.
Okay. okay. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, that one has, says 70s rock.
Which one did you say? This one?
Classic rock albums.
That's tough.
But that's not difficult. It's just tough. We don't want it to be too easy. Classic rock jukebox. What is that?
I don't know.
Just pick something.
Yeah, seriously.
Okay, we're gonna do Let's Rock This Town.
I don't know, does this have to do with, like, places people played?
I don't know. You wanna play again, Jeff? Or do you guys wanna play?
We can team effort it.
Yeah, okay. We'll just blurt out answers.
Ann Wilson joined a band that became known as Hocus Pocus after she became a member in the early 70s. By what name had the band previously been known as that it later reverted back to? Manfred Mann's Earth Band? Traffic? Heart? The Police?
Heart.
That sounds right. Number two, I'll give you some of the lyrics that accompany a haunting melody of the song that begins with a slow tempo performed by David Essex in 1974. See if you can identify the title of this one. Hey kid, rock and roll, rock on, ooh my soul. Hey kid, boogie too, did ya? Hey shout, summertime blues, jump up and down in my blue suede shoes. Hey kid, rock and roll, rock on. The answers are Rock Me Gently, Rock and Roll Music, Rock On, or Rock Your Baby.
Oh, I want to say Rock and Roll Music. I think Jane's Addiction did a cover of that song. That's my vote, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not as confident after my...
I feel like I remember that melody, but I don't know the words.
Okay, I'll just put Rock and Roll Music. Who is this rock star who was born as Patricia May Andrzejewski in 1953. Some of her hits include songs like Love is a... Oh, I know this one. Love is a Battlefield, Hit Me With Your Best Shot, We Belong, and the controversial Hell is for Children. Pat Benatar.
Yeah.
I love Bonnie Tyler, Pat Benatar. I don't know Patricia Arquette.
I sometimes get Pat Benatar
Patricia
mixed with Bonnie
Tyler.
Oh. That's not the right answer.
Jennifer Lopez.
Jennifer Lopez. If I could make a wish, I'd think I'd pass. Can't think of anything I need. No cigarettes, no sleep, no light, no sound, nothing to eat, no books to read. From which of these songs by British band The Hollies were the lyrics taken?
Well, it's not One
Cool
Woman
in a Black Dress.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. So is it He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother? Carousel? Or The Air That I Breathe. I'd say The Air That I Breathe, because he's talking about things he needs.
Yeah, that makes
all
sense.
All he needs is the air that he breathes.
Yeah, that's my vote.
This song was recorded in a farmhouse in Brownstown, Indiana, according to its author and singer.
Little Pink Houses by John Mellencamp.
Pink Houses, yeah, I guess.
Oh, really?
John, yeah. Out of a huge repertoire of songs from America's Heartland, which John Cougar Mellencamp songs was this that inspired seeing an old black man sitting in the front porch of a house petting a cat? Pink Houses. Not many rock bands have room for a flutist, but this
Jethro
one
Tull.
Did. In fact, the lead singer from the group, Jethro Tull, Ian Anderson, not only played flute, but also acoustic and bass guitars, along with a variety of other instruments, including balalaika, saxophone, and harmonica. From what source did the group take its name? Scottish tavern owner? French aristocrat? Welsh immigrant to America? British farmer and agriculturist?
I don't know. The first one, maybe?
Scottish tavern owner? Jethro Tull. Sounds right.
These questions sound like they're going to be easy, and then they get hard.
You're like, Jethro Tull. Goes on.
Like, that is what they're talking about. If I instructed you to walk this way to see the toys in the attic, would that evoke the idea of a famous rock band to you? If so, which of the following groups would you think of?
Questions are way too long to say.
Kansas, Genesis, Aerosmith, or Foreigner? Aerosmith. Walk this way! I like Aerosmith. Nah, some of their stuff is kind of cartoony. You could have a steam train if you just lay down your tracks. You could have an aeroplane flying if you bring your blue sky back. All you do is call me. I'll be anything you need. Which musical artist brought us Sledgehammer in 1986?
Peter Gabriel.
Oh. Was he a member of Genesis?
He was a member of Genesis.
That wasn't one of the questions.
That was a bonus question.
Yeah. In the song Rockin' Me by Steve Miller Band, which of the following U.S. cities is not mentioned anywhere in the song? Atlanta, Georgia, Miami, Florida, Tacoma, Washington, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
I want to say Atlanta. Wait. I know he says, read the list again. I know he says Tacoma.
Atlanta, Georgia, Miami, Florida, Tacoma, Washington, or Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
He says Philadelphia, PA. Yeah. Maybe Miami. I'm going to go with Miami. That's my guess.
Sure.
Number 10. I took the liberty of lifting some of the lyrics from the middle of this 1978 hit, which was named after a famous venue in London, Baker Street. Who was the musician who brought us this hit song? He's got a dream about buying some land. He's gonna give up the booze and the one night stands, and then he'll settle down. There's a quiet little town and forget about everything. Elton John, Bob Seger, Brian Hyland, Jerry Rafferty.
I think Bob Seger.
All right, submit.
He had a song called Baker Street, right?
Answers. I forget. I thought I would have guessed. Springsteen. Because he has he has the E Street Band. Never mind.
Something about a street?
Yeah.
I hate Bob Seger, but my dad likes him. But I hate saxophone.
Get those old records off the shelf!
I just hate a saxophone and a rock song. I think it's dumb.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Do you like Pink Floyd?
I like everything except for The Dark Side of the Moon, where they got the saxophone.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's dumb. It's super dumb. The saxophone's a really dumb instrument.
Oh.
Tell us how you really feel.
What band was I listening to recently? They had a lot of sax.
Violins.
No sax and violins.
Anyway.
All right. Ann Wilson joined a band that became Hocus Pocus and then went back. Heart was the correct answer.
Uh-huh.
I'll give you some of the lyrics. Hey kid, rock and roll. Ooh, my soul. Hey kid, boogie too, did ya? Your answer was rock and roll music. The correct answer was rock on. Who is the rock star who was born in as Patricia May Andrewski, 1953? The correct answer was Pat Benatar.
That's what the answer was.
Yeah. If you can make a wish, I think I'd pass. Can't. The band, the British band, The Hollies, that song is called The Air I Breathe. The song recorded in a farmhouse in Brownstown, Indiana by John Cougar Mellencamp was Pink Houses. Jethro Tull got their name from... not from a Scottish tavern owner, but a British farmer and agriculturist. Culturalist. If instructed to walk this way, you think of Aerosmith.
Yeah.
The musical artist that brought a Sledgehammer in 86 was Peter Gabriel.
Also
in the song...
Sorry.
In the song Rockin' Me by Steve Miller Band... The city not mentioned anywhere in the song, Miami, Florida.
Ah.
If I took the liberty of lifting some lyrics from the 1978 Baker Street, who wrote that song? It wasn't Bob Seger, it was Gary Rafferty. Jerry Rafferty?
I don't know. Mr. Rafferty.
I know some Bleecker Street.
We scored 7 out of 10, which that's pretty good. All right, so...
Oh, man, the weather's getting colder. It's 57 out.
Thank you guys for listening. This is another segment of your favorite freaking podcast, road trip podcast.
Funky Town Road Trip. Is that quiz?
Daddy's got a gun, daddy's got a gun, daddy's got a gun to shoot my man. Rabbit in a field with a hunter at his heels, heart is in his throat and his legs are spinning wheels. Mama's got a knife, mama's got a knife, mama's got a knife to take his life. When she gets a temper there is murder on her mind, should have thought twice before you made her daughter cry. Brother ran him over with his pickup truck. Sissy gave him poison, cup of the nasty truck him up. Sissy's got a cup, Sissy's got a cup, Sissy's got a cup, so baby, drink up.